All right. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Cast Your Crown Podcast. And I'm Latoya, your host for today. Real life, real talk is what we always do. Again, covering topics that could better us overall. And today we're talking about grief. So during this series, we're having a different guest on. That's something that I prayed about, something that I wanted to do. And these people that I have on here that I'm introducing during this episode, or this season two, rather, God really placed in my heart to ask these people. And today I have a special guest, my longtime friend, since we were little, I think like middle school. Her name's Tanaja McMullen. Hey, Tanaja.
Hey, guys.
So today, Tanaja and I are going to be talking about grief. And before we get started, and I entitled this episode, Grief and All That It Brings, because grief does bring a lot of surprises. Grief brings a lot of grief. So, and before I get into that, I wanted to read an article that I found from 2021. NPR released an article. It's entitled "How Your Brain Copes with Grief and Why It Takes Time to Heal," and it's by Burley McCoy. It's also featured on a podcast called Shortwave too. I've never heard it, but apparently it's a good podcast. So, in the article, it's a small excerpt that I wanted to read. It says, "Grief is that emotional state that just knocks you off your feet and comes over you like a wave. Grieving necessarily has a time component to it. Grieving is what happens as we adapt to the fact that our loved one is gone, that we're carrying the absence of them with us. And the reason that this distinction makes sense is grief is a natural response to loss. So we'll feel grief forever. A woman who lost her mother as a young person is going to experience that grief on her wedding day because it's a new moment where she's having a response to loss." Okay. Then it says, "But grieving means that our relationship to that grief changes over time. So the first time, maybe even the first 100 times, you're knocked off your feet with grief. It feels terrible and awful and unfamiliar. But maybe the 101st time you think to yourself, I hate this. I don't want this to be true, but I do recognize it. And I do know that I will get through the wave." Okay. And a quote says, "Grief is like someone turned up the volume dial all of a sudden. The emotion that I think often interferes with our relationships and friendships when we're grieving is anger, because the anger feels so intense." I know that was a lot.
But that was good though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really, right?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. So I was like, that's interesting. We should open up with that. And I thought that that was true. It was a lot of truth to that. So.
And I also think, you know, just far as when we talk about grief, yeah, we have to acknowledge that grief just, it's a loss of anything. You get what I'm saying? Not just in human form. And I think as being people, we don't realize that. You get what I'm saying? So just like when somebody loses a job or something that they have had over 20 something years, you get what I'm saying? That's still grief.
That's grief.
You know, and yep, loss of a pet, you know, that is still grief and whatnot. So like, I think in this season of my life,
right,
what I have been experiencing is just like, you know, yeah, you always have looked at grief as just losing someone that you love. You know what I'm saying? Yes. But it's just like, Tanaja, you have experienced grief kind of through your whole life.
That's good. Yep. That's,
you get what I'm saying? But we don't realize that, you know?
Right.
But once you get into, you know, some deep thinking and stuff, you're like, darn. Yes. You know, you have a different outlook on it. So, yeah.
That's so true. Oh man, that's so good you touched on that, because see, you already own it, because that's what I wanted to bring up. Like, losing a job, that is grief. That is grief. Like, these are things that we need. These are people that we feel we need. These are like, real life issue, and we don't, we kind of just, oh, I lost my job, let's keep moving. But really, we have we experience it, and we actually act out on it, and sometimes don't even realize it.
Mm-mm.
Right. So that's good. But I wanted to ask you some questions, if that's okay.
Okay.
So can you share your personal experience with grief? What has been your personal experience with grief, rather? Uh-oh, Tanaja, I think I lost you when it, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry about that. I think I lose you when the thing go away. But okay. Can you share your personal experience with grief?
Well, my most recent, you know, experience, you know, has been losing my sweetheart.
Right.
You know, so I won't disclose his name. I just call him by his nickname on here. His pet name that he had was Cheeky or Cheeks. So, you know, most recently it would have been losing him. And just, it has been he passed on May 23rd. So, you know, of course it's still fresh. And I'm experiencing that as a whole, I guess you could say, because even though we were not married, you know, this is a person that I have been with for like the last 4 years, and you know, you had a life with him, you know, so staying together, so it's just been learning how to cope far as within myself, of that heartache, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just now getting to the point of where I'm not crying every day anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because I still look at it as like I was good to Marcus. Excuse me. I was good to Cheeks while he was here. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I kind of reassure myself. So like I was saying, like I'm getting to the point now as to where I am reassuring myself, trying to get back onto a routine. I went back to work on Monday. And I ain't gonna lie, I hated going back to work. Since I have been, you know, since I've been whatever. But anywho, it's just like Tanaja, Cheeky wouldn't want you to sit in this slumber.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like I can't sit in that moment. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like I am at a point to where I am trying to get back to a routine of a life.
Okay. I got you. I feel you. Yes. And so with that being said, when we talk about grief and the stages of grief, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. What part of that would you say you're at? And for those who don't know, just to let you know real quick, there are stages. There are 5 stages of grief, created by I think a psychologist, Kubler-Ross. It's like Kubler-Ross's grief grief stages, and the first one is denial. It's basically a defense mechanism that helps us to protect ourselves from the shock of the situation or the shock of what has happened. The second one is anger, facing the pain of the reality that, or of the facing the pain of that loss, that something has happened. Bargaining is basically, that's the third stage where it's like, I should have did this, I could have done that, or maybe if I did this, right? Okay, then the fourth one is depression, becoming overwhelmed, helpless, sometimes hostile, you know. And then the last one is acceptance, moving on, new things, new planning, looking at things in a different way and not necessarily moving on from the situation, like forgetting about it, but basically just like, you know what I'm saying? Starting new, starting afresh, changing your mindset. So again, go ahead, Tanaja. What would you say you're at?
And you know, and me and my therapist, we talk about this all the time too.
Yeah.
And just to let anyone know, this is okay too.
Right.
It's going to fluctuate.
It is.
Today I might be at stage one.
Right.
Friday, I might be at another stage. You know what I'm saying? And I think I know it, you know what I'm saying? I realize it happened.
Yeah.
But mentally, in my mind, it runs every day. Almost like I'm breathing, you know? Right. It's like, done. What could I have done better? Or what could have changed in that moment? You know, and that's where sometimes I'm always, you know, me and her always talk about this, because it's like I'm always going back to that stage. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the bargaining. And then that's why I have to tell myself, you was good to this person while they were here. Mm-hmm. You tried to give all the mechanisms that you could have for that person so they could have been successful. And I cannot blame myself because they didn't want to accept that.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But being human,
mm-hmm.
of course, I go back to that because they're no longer here. That's true.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. And that's so true. Oh man, that's so good, because it's like, it's just going back to the different stages. I mean, like you just said, one moment you could be at bargaining.
Yeah.
The next moment you could be at acceptance or denial. You know what I'm saying? Like every day. So I totally get it. That's good. Now, my next question to you would be, what did it teach you about yourself?
That I am actually stronger than I think I am.
Okay.
Because, especially like what I went through.
Right.
It's just like, a lot of people would have lost their mind.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Oh man, listen, let me tell you something. You telling the truth. Like you said, Tanaja, if you don't mind me saying, experienced something very for instance, I lost my dad in June, right? Okay. June of last year. And I still have sad times. I mean, grief don't have a time limit, if you ask me.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. And so, like, it was, to me, my dad was on hospice. It was expected. And not putting grief over anyone else's grief, because I don't think grief is grief, right?
Right.
But I still feel like it's something different that comes with a type of death or loss that was unexpected. You know? That was on hospice. I expected it. I don't think you can ever really truly prepare, but at least you mentally, you can, you know what I'm saying? You know what's coming, right?
Exactly.
Is a sudden loss, and not just a sudden loss, but a sudden tragic loss that you saw with your own eyes. To me, that's just like, wow. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So.
And you know, I always talk about that too. Far as within like my therapist and you know my mom too. Because like some grief, like you said, you knew it was going to happen, so you had time to prepare yourself, and you know, so you're expecting that when someone is sick, and you know, but my grief, I often compare it to When someone leaves and is in a car accident, and then that was a perfectly fine person, but now they had the car accident, they're gone. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's how, and it's different. So grief, grief is totally different because, like you said, it was an unexpected loss. Yeah. Definitely wouldn't have saw it coming.
Yeah.
So it's just like it hits you differently.
It does.
It hits you totally differently. Especially with me, you know, I woke up with this man that morning.
Right.
We did
our
normal ritual. We prayed. Yes. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it was just like, oh, you left for a few hours to go to work.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, you know, he come back.
Yeah.
And oh, like the end of the night, here I am at my cousin's house.
Right.
You know, on the couch.
Right.
You know, so it's just like I was taking it's a lot to process because not only I'm grieving this man that I woke up in the bed with that morning, and you know what I'm saying, we don't had dinner that night, you know what I'm saying, to far as now you're not even in your own home that y'all had together, you know what I'm saying, like you're in, you woke up on the couch at your cousin's house.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like it's just different, and I think we take people for granted, and we know that, but it's just like, goodness, like when this true saying, here today, gone tomorrow.
That's true. That's true. That's true. And it makes you look at things so differently.
Yes.
It makes you put. Did you know, like, we're like, okay, our grandparents, they get old. Okay, we expect them to die, right? And growing up, that's just what you see. You just, okay, grandma and grandpa old, you know. I mean, you know, but it's like scary to me. I don't know whether it's because we're growing older, but it's kind of like, oh my goodness, like, our parents are dying. Like, oh my goodness. But when it's someone your age, when it's someone, it's like, it's not their time yet. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then
a different space.
It does, because it's just like, and I think it's just the thing that's coming because we're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting wiser. We're getting mature.
That's
so it's just like we're actually seeing life.
That's it.
As full circle now.
That, oh my goodness. That's so true. That is so true. It's like, wow. Yeah.
You know, and then it makes me, and sometimes I just sit to myself and think, Lord knows, we had some times, you
right.
know, so, and it just makes me think, like, Tanaja, like, oh, some of those petty moments,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like, if I could take that back now, you know, I would, you know what I'm saying, but it's just like, in the moment, we're human. We don't think about things
right
like at that kind of level, but it's just like, oh my goodness, like here's this person here that I'm used to bothering me every day, or you know having that person there with me every day doing life, you know, and it's just like, oh my goodness, it's like drop of a dime, it's gone, you know what I'm saying, and it's not just like, oh, we fell out, and you gone over here for, you know, a few hours. Then, you know what I'm saying? Or you calling, but it's just like, oh God, like
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what were some of the unexpected emotions or thoughts, rather, that you experienced while grieving? Like something that you didn't expect to experience. Like, we know, okay, we're going to be sad, right? But I know with me, anger was one of them for me. So what was one of them that I didn't expect to experience rather regarding the situation, you know, regarding my dad's passing? Like, what were some of the unexpected emotions that you experienced or thoughts that you experienced while grieving, or while you are grieving, rather?
Um, I would say I have experienced anger.
Yeah.
Anger far as why did this happen?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's just like,
And is it so that was one of the unexpected emotions that you had, right? Anger.
Yeah, anger. Yeah. Because you know, of course, we know sadness is gonna
come
into play.
Right.
But I another thing, this anxiety that I got.
Oh wow.
I never would have, you know, you always had heard of people having like anxiety attacks and stuff like that. And I think I had an anxiety attack maybe about 4 years ago. Excuse me. But yeah, just the anxiety that comes along with it and like, you know, getting overstimulated, right. I would say. What else would I say?
I'm gonna tell you another one too, Tanaja, that surprised me that I didn't expect to have, which was really, it was weird to me because I'm like, oh my God, why do I feel like this? Was guilt. But it was guilt in a way that, oh my God, I can't really explain it. It was really different for me. Like I went through the stage, the stages of denial, then anger, and then, you know, all the stuff. Mm-hmm. But guilt, like one time a family member or close person of the family, their birthday came, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't feel right getting them a gift because I don't know where that came from, but it was this guilt that like, oh my God, like I don't feel right spending money or buying it. Like this just happened. Like, you know, my dad's gone. Like I'm not able to buy him nothing. Like it was the weirdest thing, Tanaja, that I experienced. Like, and when I looked it up, I found out that people really do go through that stage of guilt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Emotion rather. So that was something different for me that it was kind of new, that guilt part. And also, you know, you still had that guilt of, oh, did I do enough? Or, you know, did I try hard enough? Or, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, in therapy helped me so much to process all of this and to know that it's okay. It's every one of these emotions are okay to experience.
Yes. And, you know, and I feel like in our culture, we don't really take the therapy thing serious.
Ooh, say that again, girl.
You know, and it's just like, we, you know, and one of my favorite people that I like to listen to on social media, he always says this, Funky Dineva. Yeah. He always says, I love me some Funky. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
But like Funky said, like we always try to, in our culture, try to take everything to church and put God into everything. And that is fine. That is absolutely fine because I'm a big spiritual person. Yeah. So, but God also places these people.
Oh, say that again. Say that again.
You get what I'm saying? So he, for you to utilize them.
Oh, you know? That is so good. Yes, that is so true. Because some, and to me, I guess that could be going into like religion. Because, you know, Jesus wasn't religious, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He built a relationship with Jesus, right? With God. Okay. So God gave us all gifts. The doctors, they have gifts. You know what I'm saying? The therapists, they have gifts that have been given to them. So it's for us to use those gifts as they cultivate them, right? It's for us to, that's why they're there.
Right.
So I totally get it. Sometimes we're like, oh no, you just pray it out of you. Or, oh no, you just do this. Yeah, that can be a bit much sometimes. And it's kind of like, no, I'm going to go get this seen about. I'm going to get this checked out. Because guess what? I can pray and be seen about.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I can pray and get this treatment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that one. So and you answered the question, because that was my next question. Do you think there's like a stigma around grieving openly, like when it comes to different cultures, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It totally is, like, as far as within our culture, you know. And then and there's nothing wrong with going for therapy and all that kind of stuff. That's what, you know, that's why, you know, those people are here. Utilize those tools, and when see that there is a need, that, you know, you need this.
That's true. That is so true. Yeah. Yes, you do. And it's even with family, and it's so, let's just put it like this. I changed as a person when it came to grief. Even seeing families, a lot of times, which I, you know, when my dad passed away, you know, my focus was my dad, right? I don't care about nothing to nobody else. But what would my dad want, right?
Right.
What would he want? And sometimes I feel like, and I don't know whether it's knowingly or unknowingly, I don't know whether family realizes it or not, but sometimes we could try to make it about ourselves a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And we can try to, and that can get in the way of relationships. That can get in the way of grief, if you will. Because I know for me, just being transparent, during my time of grief, I wanted to get away from everything and everybody because I need my peace in this moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need my peace in this moment. We're all grieving something. So, yes, I grieved a grandparent, but my dad was different for me.
Right.
So all that I asked, because in my head, I'm thinking, okay, well, if I was on that end, I would be the same way. I'm going to give her that space. I'm going to give her that peace. Or I'm going, okay, I'll check on her, whatever. But I'm never going to be to the point where I'm like, oh, she being selfish. Oh, she think it's all about her. But how? I'm grieving just like you're grieving. This is my dad. You know, right. I may not be who you want me to be. I may not grieve how you want me to grieve. But guess what? I'm going to take this time for me. I mean, it was a time, Tanaja, where it was just me and God during that whole process. I felt like I was in the middle of a tornado on the outside, but in the middle, God was saying, just be still, baby. Mm-hmm. Just be still. I'm with you. It was a peace that I had never felt before. That's how I knew it was God. The way that the fleshly LaToya would have reacted,
mm-hmm.
it would have been chaos. But the fact that I had God and I looked to him during that time, you know, it was like, okay, I can't, all this extra fluff that's going on around me, I can't worry about that right now, right?
Right.
To be sure my mental health is intact, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can get so caught up in other people during a time of our grieving that we forget about ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Girl, so yeah.
And that goes back into that season of when I told you grief is lonely.
Oh, yes, it is.
You know, because for me, I know for myself, mm-hmm. like, this is someone that I was used to having under me 24/7, you know, go to work, do activities they got to do or whatever. And we back. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like,
yeah.
Sometimes you do just have to sit in that moment with you and God, because even, you know, personally, you know, for me, at one point in time, I felt like I couldn't even really grieve like I wanted to grieve.
Right.
Because it was just so much other stuff going on around me. Lays like the enemy just was after my mental. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And was using my family, you know, to fight against me. You know
that's
what I
how
mean?
It be. Oh, yeah. No, I know what you mean. Yeah. That's how it is, girl. It shocks you, actually. You kind of be surprised.
Yeah.
You kind of be surprised. I mean, thank God for you and other people, our friends and all that, who have been who was a good support system to me. And I pray to Naja that we were a good, it still is a good support system for you. But if that's just like, when a person starts a business, you expect, who do you expect to support you? Your family, right?
Right. Or yeah.
Your closest friends, but kind of find out it's never that. It's never like mm-hmm. that. So mm-hmm. that's another thing I'm learning as we get older. Just seeing things and people in life for what it is.
For what it is. Yes. Because I'm telling you, even though, you know, like I said, we're doing him, me and him are doing a lot better now.
Yeah.
But it's just like in that season when I needed support.
Yeah.
You know, from my sibling. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, it's just him and I. So, you know, it's just almost like, you know, the enemy was using my own sibling to attack me during this season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel in the moment, because it's like, shoot, you know, you already know your sister went through this traumatic experience. And you're just adding fuel to the fire.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and it's new for it's when someone's grieving someone, it's new for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to handle those emotions. You don't know. So you're just expecting like, I know that person gonna be there. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And you know, I wasn't expecting you to be all, you know, all underneath me, because I definitely don't feel like I use that as a clutch. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's just like, just being sympathetic.
That's it. Yeah.
You know, and that's like, you never really was sympathetic. You get what I'm saying? But, and I think what had pissed me off and what my thing was, but you had went to social media and tried to make a post.
I've been there too.
You get what I'm saying? And I'm just like, you know, and that's crazy because someone showed that to me. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you
but
mean.
But it's just like I swept it under the rug because I'm like, you know, you're old enough to know better. Mm-hmm. But being the type of person I know that you are, you don't know better. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's good. And if I can interject and say, first of all, let me say thank you for your transparency. I really appreciate that because I like this podcast to be about transparency. And if I can be transparent, like that's exactly what I went through during grief. Like somebody came, you know, a family member put this on. But guess what? I didn't even go look at it because I couldn't. It's like I couldn't. That wasn't, it's like I couldn't handle anything else in that. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't handle. And it's like that sympathy. It's just. It shocks you who chooses that time to be cruel and mean in a time like that.
Yes.
Who chooses it because it's crazy. Like here I am in my dad's funeral and I'm being honest, you know, people rolling their eyes at me at my own dad's funeral. People not speaking, family members. I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? I'm looking at some people look and it's like, okay. And you know what it's about already. But guess what? I'm choosing to stay positive, keep my eyes on God, and going about my business.
And going about your business.
And heal, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and for a while, you know, I felt like I didn't even want to be back at my parents' house.
Right. Oh, wow. Because
it was just like, and I think people don't realize this, and this is why my heart goes out to everyone who have lost their homes in California.
Right.
Your home is your safe space.
Say that to Naja. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And my home, no lie, was my safe space, my safe haven. And I also think that I provided that, you know, for him as well.
You know what I'm saying?
So like that's why he always wanted to be under me, or if we all fell out, like he's trying to make it right. Because and he always would tell me, babe, you provide me peace.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll just be like, whatever. You get what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
But it's just like, no, I really do think I provided him peace. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But so it's just like going back to that.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, and when I came here, it was like, okay, I'm ripped out of my safe haven. Yeah. I'm getting through back into this environment. Yeah. Oh, the enemy using my brother to attack me. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So it was just like, Lord, what is going on here? So then, you know, that's when that anger kicks in, you know, that rage kicked in with me because at the now I feel like my mom's saying, no, come back home so you can heal and get yourself together. Yeah. But it's almost like the once I got here, then I feel like I'm being attacked by the enemy and all these villains coming out. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, can you really heal in this? You know what I'm saying? Like,
in this environment.
Can you really heal in this environment and all this kind of stuff? And you know, all this nonsense that you got or whatever. So then it fell back into that. Oh, you want to isolate yourself.
Oh, wow.
Be in your own little bubble. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to protect myself in my bubble. Because I don't know what could come after me.
Oh, wow. And you know, that's like you can be in a house full of people and still be lonely. And have to go through that process alone, which you got to go through it alone anyway for yourself. You know, you got to heal. But like you said, it's a lonely,
It was lonely. And then it's just like,
you got to be on guard, right?
You got to be on guard. Absolutely. You on guard because it's just like, oh, if you feel like you about to have a meltdown, I'm definitely not gonna have a meltdown in front of you.
Man.
You know, I got to get back in my bubble.
Ooh, that's good, girl. And it's got in, but that also to me, in my opinion, can fall under culture as well. Because a lot of times in the African American culture, if I'm just being real. And I think we are growing from that with social media and with things like in this new generation. But with culture, it's like, okay, girl, get up, keep going.
Everybody,
come on, girl, you got to keep going. But no, let me sit in this for a little bit. Let me process these emotions a little bit. And it's kind of, I don't even know whether to say sad, because like I said, it could be a cultural thing, but. When we have to do that, we have to hold in IMO. I don't want to cry in front of them. They're going to think something wrong with me. Or, girl, you need to go see somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that is a culture, you know. I think that probably does fall under the culture thing as well.
Right.
Because as women, especially Black women, we're always taught to be so strong.
That's it.
Keep it moving. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not even going to lie to you. I told my therapist, I said, I feel like the last 4 years of my life, I have dealt with grief.
Jesus.
You know, and I just, you know, start going through the time frames with her, Toya. And, you know, you can speak on this too, because, you know, over the 4 years. So it's just like, I tell her, you know, just my past relationship, you know, was with the guy for off and on for like 17 years. You know, this is like my high school sweetheart. And it's just like, you know, oh, you cheated. We'll be professional. He had some infidelity in the relationship.
You're right,
And it led to a child being born. Mm-hmm. But, you know, also being pregnant at that time myself.
Oh, tonight.
Remember?
Yeah.
And I lost my baby. And so then that happened. So then that was grief. What I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then, as like I said, as a being that Black woman, you just always talk to keep pushing. So it's just like, I dealt with that. So like that was a relationship that I have had literally half my life. And then to see this person go on to, you know, do a, have another season of their life.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's good. Just like, you know, and then it, so I, like I told my therapist, I was like, yeah, I felt like that. And then also one of my coworkers that I was really close with back in 2020, you know, he committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
So it's almost like all that within 4 years. Woo. And then to have Cheeky pass as well.
Yeah.
So it's just like, Tanaja, not only have you had grief in this season, you've been in grief the last 4 years. But it's just like, you, here you are putting on that shield of armor, being strong, just trying to push your way through. You get what I'm saying? And mind you, when that had happened with my ex and those miscarriages and stuff like that, I was trying to go to school to work on my other degree at that time. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And COVID hit, you know? So it's just like, wow, you have dealt with grief in this whole last 4 years, Tanaja, and you have never took time to just sit down and process it.
That's it.
You know, and that's why I am glad that when I got into the therapy, that I was able to just sit down and talk to her, and you know, and she was like, Tanaja, this is high functioning depression.
I believe it, and it is.
You know, because you're so used to trying to push through, continue your goals.
Like
you have not had time to just sit down in your moment and just do nothing. Heal yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
good.
Friend, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I have enjoyed just sitting still.
That's it. Yeah. And that's okay. Like that's,
and that is okay.
That is okay. I'm telling you, like, oh, first of all, let me say this. My heart goes out because, girl, when I say God has kept you, God has kept you. Matthew 5:4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So I know for a fact God has been with you, because anybody else could have went through what you went through and lost their minds, Tanaja. I mean, yeah. So, girl, just to, you know, like we keep going, that we keep going. And just to make this disclaimer, not saying that no other races go through this, because there's other races who are so also like, oh, keep going, you know, don't worry about this, or, you know, don't stay in it too long. You got to keep moving, which is true. We know everybody goes through it, but just in our culture, we know how the strong Black woman, quote unquote, thing goes, right we, it's baggage after baggage, they go another bag, keep moving, you got another bag, and we're not letting any of this off of our shoulders, we're not putting any of these bricks down, and it's just getting heavier and heavier until one day it's just, we're gonna tumble over, we're gonna fall down. So we have to deal with these issues when they come. So I commend you for being in therapy. I commend you for even realizing, wow, I've been grieving for the last 4 years. I think I need to rest. Like, I need to sit down. I need to take this time for me, you know, and that's okay. People need to realize resting is okay. Resting is a necessity. Just like you need food, you need rest.
You do.
You need water, you need rest, right? So in this culture today, as we're, oh, I sleep when I die, oh, hustle, hustle, hustle mentality, that can be kind of dangerous for us. That can be kind of, that's not good all the time. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you can do that. You sleep when you die, whatever. But at the end of the day, what is your well-being? How is your well-being? How is your mental health? Have you handled that traumatic thing that you went through. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yes.
Have you dealt with that rejection? Have you dealt with that loss? Have you dealt with, you know, anything that you've grieved before or anything that you've experienced? We have to learn to deal with these things, because if we don't, we carry it on into the next relationship. We carry it on to the next season of our lives, mm-hmm. and we're stalled. We're stalled. We're held back, or we hold ourselves back. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, thank you so much for being transparent, because I pray that, you know, that this heals someone. You know what I'm saying? That this can help, you know, them people know that there is hope after grief. Do you think there's hope after grief?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what advice, Tanaja, would you give to someone struggling with grief or even just starting to experience grief? What is one piece of advice that you would give?
Definitely acknowledge it first. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And definitely acknowledge it, because if you, like I always tell my friends, and like one of my close friends, she always tells me, mm-hmm. I think you was meant to be a therapist yourself. Like, right. She always tells me that. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's just like, we do not like to acknowledge things.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, that's almost like when your stomach started growling, you know you hungry.
That's it.
When your mental is not feeling, yeah. you need to acknowledge this.
That's true. That's true.
It's just like, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that something is going on with you. I'm not going to say that you have a problem. I'm just going to say that something is going on with you.
Right.
And you need to get somewhere so you can get the tools to help you.
That's good because that's it. Acknowledging it, like you said, is the first thing. That's what you got to realize, something is wrong. Don't push it back like, oh, I'm good. No, acknowledge something's going on and get help,
and it's okay.
It's okay. If I could go into 2025 with anything, it'll be, and it's okay.
It is okay. And like I used to say, for what I was dealing with, it's just like, nobody has to know.
That's it.
Nobody has to know. Mm-hmm. And unless you want to let someone know. But you don't have to make anyone aware of what you're doing for within yourself, trying to better yourself. It's nobody's business.
It's nobody's business at all. Mm-hmm. It's okay not to let nobody. It's okay if somebody comes prying in your business. It's okay to say, you know what? No, I'd rather keep that private. Oh, no. I'm handling it, or whatever, however you want to answer, but you don't have to disclose your personal.
You don't have to disclose it. And let me tell you this, I feel like I tell people what I want them to know.
That's right.
And that's just being with anything. That's right. I know when Cheeky passed, you know what I'm saying? Being that everyone in Rock Hill knew him. You know what I'm saying? So you got people trying to call you. You got people who in your inbox. I will never forget that day that situation happened. Right. His phone had like 16 missed calls on it. You get what I'm saying? Because you got people calling, trying to figure out, is this news true? You get what I'm saying? Like, so, reaching out in different, avenues, it's the talk of the town. But at the end of the day, I will say this, because me being, trying to be courteous and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of messages that I did not answer. There was a lot of calls that I did not take. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, it was nobody's business. You get what I'm saying?
That's it. But guess what? It's okay.
It is okay. And I know if my man would have been here, he would have been saying, what the hell ain't in my business? You know?
You get what I'm saying? And that's because I already know how he was anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and you don't, nobody has to know. If you know that you need some type of help and you're not feeling like yourself, go and get the tools that you need to help you be a better you. Because at the end of the day, only you can take care of you.
Jesus, that's it. That's only, that's it. That's good advice. That's good advice. Only you can take, get the help you need, because only you can take care of you. Mm-hmm. And that's so funny. That makes me think, because my daddy used to say, what does that got to do with me? It ain't got nothing. What does that have to do with me? That was always be his thing, because he had this like little nonchalant attitude
about that.
But yeah, so it's just, yeah. And what you want to know has nothing to do with me.
Right.
What you think about me has nothing to do with me. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this quote that says, grief is really just love. It's all the love you want to give but cannot. All that unspent love gathers up in the corners of your eyes, the lump in your throat, and in that hollow part of your chest. Grief is just love with no place to go, by Jamie Anderson. I thought that was so beautiful. Because
that was
really is. Yeah. And before we go, I wanted to ask you what your favorite scripture was, or your favorite scripture, you know, that you could give to, you know, help people get through grief. But before you tell us that, I wanted to say, guys, that Jesus himself grieved. He mourned. Luke 22:43-44 says, his crucifixion, well, it doesn't say this, but it's about this. When he was mourning and crying out to God and grieving because he knew his crucifixion was about to come. Imagine knowing you're about to die. Imagine knowing you're going to be hung on a cross, right? And God's, you know, God's not taking that away from you. This thing is going to happen. So God grieved in that moment. Had grief in that moment. John 11:17-37, he wept with Lazarus' sisters at his tomb. So God not only grieved himself, he grieved with others. He mourned with others, right? So grief is universal. Grief is all around universal. God mourns with those who mourn. He truly understands our pain, guys. Like, God loves us unconditionally. Go to him. Go to the Father. Go to Jesus, who can go to the Father on your behalf as he did for Peter. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't need to be alone in that. You know, it's a lot of things we go through in life that we'll be alone in the physical. But in the spiritual, we don't have to be alone. God is with us every step of the way. But I just wanted to say that. And Tanaj, if you'll just give us a scripture that you think would help people to get through this grieving process, or people who may be about to grieve and don't even know it yet. I pray that you hear this podcast, and I pray that it assists you in some type of way through your grieving process.
Yeah. You know, and I always go back to this child. It always has been my childhood favorite.
Yes.
It's John 14:6.
Okay.
You know, we all know it. I am the truth and the life. And that has always just stuck with me through life in general, because it's just, honey, as long as you got God,
that's it.
You know what I'm saying? You can always call on him.
Mm.
Him. You get what I'm saying? God will. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, Tanaja. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And then, you know what? I said, I am thankful that, and I think, you know, at times that's probably why I was able to be as, you know, strong. And Lord knows I have had my. But if I didn't have a relationship with God, I don't know where I would be.
That's true. Yeah.
You know,
right.
I would have lost my mind. You get what I'm saying? I might hit that myself. You know?
Yeah.
But it's just like, thank God that I do know God. And I was raised to know God. You get what I'm saying? So just that just spiritual being. Yeah, it has definitely helped.
Right.
And you know, when I get on me a good little sermon. I sent it to you in the heart.
Right. Thank you for that, girl, because they always on time. Thank you for that, girl. That's right, honey. We got to keep each other motivated. Like, even if you, you know, and get away from people who are unhealthy for you. We're the age now where we shouldn't be afraid to do that. You have to get out of unhealthy environments. It could be someone you call best friend or someone you call your close friend that they may be unhealthy for you.
Exactly.
They may not be the best thing you need in that moment, you know? So ask God to give you a community of people or a person who can mentor you or help you, you know, during these processes. Like you said, you need people to have your back and support you and be there for you, because that makes a difference, baby. Let me tell you. When y'all say y'all were there for me, like Tanaja, like, I mean, you, like, it was overwhelming, the love that I received from my friends.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, wow, these girls really got my back. Like, and you know that, but do you really, really know that? Right. You know what I'm saying? Until you go through something and be like, okay, you know?
Yeah. It'd be actions.
Actions. That's it, Tanaja. Actions. That's it.
That's what it is. You, when you go through, you know, your storms and stuff in your life, yeah, you want to see people who move with actions,
right,
you know, and I thank God for my friend group within, you know, you guys, you know, texting,
yes,
the calling, you know, mm-hmm, you know, just even weeks after just checking on me and yeah, all stuff, you know, for my friend group being supportive. Because I often think back, one of my really close friends,
mm-hmm,
and you know, I have been with her for mm-hmm every season of her life.
Yeah. Right.
Sam, and it's like, I only talked to you twice when that happened.
Okay.
So yeah, like I said, I thank God for my friend group within you guys, you know, everyone, because it was a friend that I had. We had been together I've been with her through every season in her life that she had been through. And it's just like, now she's, you know,
mm-hmm,
her partner, I would say, that she has, you know, since he doesn't care for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, she couldn't even be there for me during the worst time of my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I only mm-hmm talked to her twice within the few days that loss happened to me.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And even her mom was like, you know, I told her, like, she has been with you through everything, and right, you wasn't even there for, you know.
And I think that comes with too maturity.
Yes, you
know, saying, like, if we're not mature in certain areas in our life, or we're going through things in our life too much, and we look back and be like, wow. Well, hopefully she'll look back and can say, dang, well, I wasn't there like I was supposed to, or at least can come and say something or apologize. But you know, Tanaji, you know, just so in certain situations, you know, sometimes people don't even know what to do or how to, because they're in something their self, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? And I said, I'm not going to charge it to her heart.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Right.
Because at the end of the day, I have talked to her since then, but it's at the end of the day, like, you need to get out of that situation that you're in. Yeah. So it's just almost like you can't even think for yourself right now. So how can I feel for you to have compassion for me?
Wow, that's true too. That's true. And see, oh, thank you, Lord. And that's when you know the person, or you know, okay, God, they're not even really capable of, I already know who they are, I already know what type of, you know, just sometimes you just be like, okay, next, you know what I'm saying? But it doesn't take the hurt away, it doesn't take the expectation away of what you expect from them, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. But mm-hmm, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said so. Yeah, you know, that's how I'm processing.
Yeah.
One day at a time.
Yep, that's all we can do. One day at a time.
One day at a time.
And so I just want to say thank you so, so, so much, Tanaja, for being able to do this podcast with me on grief. And, you know, we've been talking about it for so long, or even I've been asking you for so long. We finally got to do it. But like I said, I truly believe God placed you in my heart because you were the perfect person for this podcast episode. Again, thank you. And thank y'all.
Thank y'all so much for listening. Thank you, Toya, for inviting me over.
Yes, you're so welcome. And I'm so excited for this to be published because, like I said, I pray it can help people heal or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And thank you for your transparency. All righty. Y'all have a good night. I'm out. Love y'all.
Good night.